Okay. Thank you everyone for coming out tonight. It's really beautiful to see parents coming out in the rain on a Sunday evening to talk about chinuch of their children, of our children. Surely the dedication will pay off. If one studies the roots of Jewish history, you'll realize very quickly that there was never an easy time to raise a child. And every generation thought that they had it the hardest and it was the most difficult. And every kufet, every generation has their challenges. It was always difficult, and Baruch Hashem, we persevered and we produced great people, from the kids, Siddush kids, through all kinds of different periods, a lot of different kinds of challenges. And today we face our unique challenges, the challenges that are unique to our times, challenges from within, challenges from the outside. And I think the biggest difficulty that this challenge, these challenges pose, is that it gives a parent the feeling or the fear that they can't do it. I didn't have a good experience in yeshiva, I didn't have a good relationship with the Gemara. My son will never be able to know how to learn. I had a contentious relationship with my mother about tznius. I want my daughter to be tzniusdik, but I can't go there. And people, these challenges give people the fear and the feeling that we'll have some degree of success, we can't really make it. We can't go all the way. And the reason we're here tonight, we're having these sessions, this is the beginning of the series, and mitzvah shem, there'll be many more to follow, is to say, and to tell you, and to be with you, and to let you know that dare to dream, because in Pomona in 2021, you can raise children that will be frum, chassidish, healthy, and you'll have nachas and mitzvah shem that you could never, ever, ever imagine that it was possible. So that's why we're here. And that's the purpose of these talks, these discussions, that yes, we can do it, it's doable. Like everything else, it needs a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of work, but it's attainable. Every person, every parent can realize the dream of limitless nachas from their kids. It's a reality. And as the cheder, and as the shul of Rabbanashi Pamona, Rashi Garari, and the other rabbanim, we see it as our obligation and our schus to partner with you, to help you shoulder the burden of raising children, to help, to assist, and to come along on the journey, to be there together, to make sure, and to ensure that every single parent in our community, every single child in our community, even beyond the cheder, shines, and every single parent can realize real siddush from the nachas from all their children. And it leads me to the next thought that says in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that Hizchus Harav Bener Havan Lebaran Tamid Chachamim. The Gemara lists there a bunch of schools. If someone that is makbid in Neir Shabbos, someone that's mahadir in Neir Shabbos, the Gemara says the schools you have children that are Tamid Chachamim. So the logic is because earlier on the Gemara speaks about the vial of Shemen Zayis, and Shemen Zayis is the best type of oil to use to light Neir Shabbos. So that's what it means. If you're mahadir, in other words, if you light the candles with Shemen Zayis, in addition to all the other hidurim, you have children Talmid Chachamim. The Gemara elsewhere makes reference to Shemen Zayis and Talmid Chachamim, and that's the reference. And hence the minig that many women light Neir Shabbos with Shemen Zayis. So now the question is, really, do you think if you light with Shemen Zayis, you light Neir Shabbos Kodesh with Shemen Zayis as opposed to wax candles, do you think the children are going to come out to be Talmid Chachamim? Is that the way it works? I will tell you that I'm no authority on schools. I can't tell you if the school works or doesn't work. But common sense will say that it works absolutely. And the reason is that when a child sees that a mother lights Neir Shabbos with Shemen Zayis specifically, because it says in the Gemara that if you light with Shemen Zayis, your kid will be a Talmid Chachim, it can't not have a positive effect on the child. It's impossible not to. When a child sees that the chinuch is nageya benefesh of the parent. It's bedam or benefesh. And the parent is meshugal oisadover, that my child must grow up to be a frugal tzaddik no matter what. And I'll do anything. If I have to wait to Shem and Zayas, it'll be Shem and Zayas. I'll do anything. I'll do anything and everything to ensure it to happen. It is impossible for it not to work. It's impossible for it not to have a to have an effect. Obviously, there's work that doesn't end there, it just begins there, it has an effect. Much more is necessary. And with a little bit of sacrifice, with a little bit of people daring to step out of their comfort zones. A lot of parents think, you know what, I can't, it's not me, that's not who I am. Try to sit Shabbos after Shabbos by the Shabbos table with a kapot and a hat. It's not you, but try, it's not so hard, it's not a big to-do. Try to elevate the conversation at the Shabbos table. These are small things that have an enormous, enormous impact on the children because it sends the message that what's important. So, the purpose, obviously, of the series is, and Mitzvah Shem, there'll be many more to come, is to help and to assist parents. The Cheder is here for you. We see it as our obligation, our schus, as I said before. And it's doable. It's possible. If a little bit of effort is made, if we make an effort and the parents make an effort, I think the possibility, the feasibility of having real siddush from the kids is attainable. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we have a lot of machas from all your kids. And you can have darius of erlich siddush finding you. I want to thank Rabbi Moshe Gerari for facilitating this series and initiating it. I want to thank Rabbi Twersky for schlepping all the way from Crown Heights to come speak with you tonight. There will be, after Rabbi Twersky speaks, there will be an opportunity for questions and answers. There are pens and cards on the table, so you can write anonymously if you don't want to ask the question. And we'll field the questions. Rabbi Twersky will answer the questions. Without further ado, I would like to ask Rabbi Twersky to please. Yes.
Chinuch is very, very, very interesting topic because, you know, no Shulchan Aruch about Chinuch. Ilchas Chinuch is nothing in Shulchan Aruch. Because Chinuch is a Indian, not only now, but also every kid is different, every kid is sometimes one family, sometimes one kid is going this way, another kid this way, not working in another way. You get the same thing every kid, not working. Bechlal, you see, in the last couple years, or people became alert to you from Chinuch. You going to learn about Chinuch, to the speeches about Chinuch. The old time we don't have it. What is the reason? Why? What change? Shat is. Shall of you be a gate who has a city to your shall of you be a gate who has can never be able to. The old time in Tmimas, more serious. People more don't know what. If you are shy, you go to the Zaydi, you go to the Bobby, ask a shy, ask older people. And generations later, now generation, people became different, people feel more. Mimele automatically. It came from the outside streets. People feel like I'm more smart from an old generation. You from the old generation, the new generation. And even in our houses came a little bit this aruach. Memele, that's the reason why I need to have chizuk together to know the right way what to do. Bechlal, I want to say something, because Bechlal, I talk about Moisdes, I myself work in Moisdes. Everywhere the Rebbe is saying what he need to do in for kids. It's very interesting. I talked to our father, the kids all on by me, the kids on in the younger, tell me, I take my son, he need help, it's a little like more, yeah, partners a little bit. When I send my son, I take him to a psychologist, when I say it, and the psychologist give him a paper, write whatever you feel, write whatever you feel. What you want to be, what you don't want to be, what something bothering you, whatever, write free, be free to write whatever you want. He says, he's sorry what is born by Jewish parents. It's a kid that learned all system. I will give him more if he's born by Chmon and Islam, not Jewish parents, he's going to be more happy. Why? Not Khalil al-Khas. I tell the people, don't take this so serious. It's not, you know what is a Jew, not a Jew. You see this with Yiddishkeit. Sometimes you learn in a school, you learn a lot about the entire kind of out of a carton we call a harmony. You don't bring out this kid. Sometimes we learn, you see this with Yiddishkeit. You see this with Yiddishkeit that, Baruch Hashem, after you saw Hashem love us, this is so this need to be more madkish. That's his parents and teach in school. You need to be bring the Rebbe himself, Rebbe Wright, Nasicha, in Tovshin, Tezvov, Yuchvat. The Rebbe Wright, in a yeshiva, you have three things. One, number one, Aram bringing in Yisoides Ayamune, Yisoides from Yiddishkeit, that's number one. The second one, mechanas and to mitzvahs. The third one is to learn with him. Learn chumish, siddur, chumish, out everything. The Rebbe says, if you don't build the number one part, nothing going to stay. And that's the founding, the yisod is the yisoides from the moon. And that's the Rebbe explained also in the pasuk. Chavnoich lanar al pidarki gam ki yaskan ayosu memeno. Chanuich lenar al pidarko, bich mechanuch dikid al pidarko of his way, gam ki yaskin lo yosu mimeno. Even when he came old, he not go away from his way. The Rebbe have a shayle, and it's also the Alter Rebbe in Tani, as the Shem shayle in Chanuich lenar, but the Chanuich lenar al pidarko, in the anar, gam ki yaskin lo yosu mimeno, you're going to stay anar, gam ki yaskin, he came Iron. The Rebbe said, Pshat. In Chinuch, you have two things. You have things that you're not growing. That you see this in Yiddishkeit. You see this in Emunah, it's the same thing, but you put him in him when he's a young child. Strong, you see this. These things never change. When he's young, when he's old, same thing, staying strong all the time. The old difference between when young is older is only the difference is in learning. Of sure, if you learn when you in this age, Gemara is in a different higher age, deeper the Gemara, like this higher and higher. But the Swedish and English guy is the same thing. The Rebbe is Matish. What are the Swedish and English guy? The Rebbe says like this, you need to mechanic the kid, the onuichi avaye likecho. Naser sadibras Hashem say to him personally, onuichi, misha onuichi, avaye likecho, I talk to you personally. And the Rebbe is madgish. Here the posuk, ba'atem tiyu li mamleches koyan vegoi kodesh. Ba'atem tiyu li, you know, this pasuk says, you're going to be to Mamlech Eskoyan Nevegoi Kodesh. The Rebbe took this pasuk and made this three halakim. And the first chelik is very, in Madgish, very strong. Ve'atem tiyu li. This himself is enough. Ve'atem du bis minor. You know, a Jew not to know, a Kodesh Baruch Hu take you. When he tell you, do bis minor, you mine. Atem ti you li. You belong to me, I am bis minor a mensch. You belong to you minor. Very interesting, you know, we see him. You know, Chosid, the Rebbe Rashab, say to Achsav, Chosid, do this minor. You mind? You know, these grandchildren doing a patch like in the boy, you know, the Rebbe Rashab say of my Zaydi, or the other Rebbe say, Friedrich Rebbe say, Achsav, Chosid, do this minor. It's Eniklach, going with the old guy, the Baruch Hashem. Every Jewish kid need to be the biggest guy. The rabbi shall say to me, do this minor, you mind? I'm like a Skoyanim, we call this another two things. It's Abedus Hashem, and yet this Imam like a Skoyanim, we call this everything what a Jew is do is Kodesh. You eat, you drink, everything is different, ayah. And that's what you need, that's what the Rebbe says, need to mechanic the kids very strong. Because, you know what, you see something by the kids, when a kid became angry, normal things, nobody is perfect. Hashem brings of this world kids, when everyone has his pardon, his nisyonos, that's normal. Sometimes people say, oh, my kids, I don't know what, every kid is a normal problem. Don't make bigger the problem what the problem is. Sometimes you make bigger problems, the problem became big. Don't make big problems. Oh, but when a kid became angry, sometimes he says, if you don't give me this and this, I'm going to... Sometimes he take out the anger of Yiddishkeit. If he's not happy, I'm going to be fired out. Why? Why take this out for Yiddishkeit? You're angry. You're not going to, I don't know what, I'm not going to eat, I'm going to do different. If you want to make a not happy the parent, yeah, there is what to not to do. Why take this out of Yiddishkeit? The answer is, you need to give the kid himself sometimes, don't know what is Yiddishkeit. You feel the whole Yiddishkeit is pressure. The whole Yiddishkeit is it's making him out. You're like, you make him crazy, and all Yiddishkeit is when we mainly think, if you make me more, I'm going to... But if you know the Tayrkeit of Yiddishkeit, what is the Tayrkeit? Ato bechartonu mikol ha'am, Hashem choose us from all kol ha'amim. Or after his son, Hakadosh Baruch Hu love us. Every Jew, Hashem love him. Sometimes you see a kid, if you're a good boy, if you learn nice, if you do good, he Hashem love. You know, Hashem love every Jew. Beker hu beker bonayatem. Are you my child? I love you. Because I love you, I want you to be a good, to learn Torah mitzvahs. It's not if you learn Torah mitzvahs, you're a good boy, Hashem going to love you. No, Hashem love you. Because he loves you, he wants you to learn to him, you want to be connected to him. That's the way you need to go to the child. I know a story. It's very important point what I want to bring out. I saw a moment long go away from Yiddishkeit. His father had money. He paid all the bills from his kid. He paid him like he left. He go to take an apartment, a room, he take this, he go to restaurants, he pay him everything. The father send money. And he said to the kid, whatever, I go to the restaurant, left my, I give my credit card, I pay out. He give him, cost him hundreds and thousands of dollars, $100,000 to pay out his old bills. He go with friends, he pay him, father pay. The father thinks, with my money to save this child, maybe one day he's going to come back because I give him money. I pay his rent, I pay his grocery, I pay his restaurant, I pay everything, all expenses of bankage. One day the boy came back. You know, he came back little slowly by slowly, till he became real, see this real fine boy. Father feel, it's time to ask him the shayla, what dollar bring you back? I give you so many money, this, that, what dollar bring you back? Yes, this. Father telling him, like the son telling the father, I want to tell you this. none dollar bring me back. I feel like cross a toy for my father. I appreciate every dollar that you give me. That saved me not to do in Gneve, because when you fall down, no way, nothing stop you. And not Gneve, and not in dogs. I don't fall lower what I'm my matzah. That's because of your money, you save my situation. But that's not the thing that I came back. God bring you back. One day, I'm going to Advar Aveh, something very big Aveh I'm going to do. When I'm going on the street, somebody that I appreciate very much, very choshim guy, very choshim man, but I know him personally very good, when he stopped me on the street, he told me, I'm nice, hello, very nice, hello. Good day, good morning, I don't know what time it is. When I look at him, he's like, you say to me such a nice shalom, I'm a grover you, I'm a low life, I'm nothing. You know, to talk to me, why talk to me so nice? When he answered me like this, I want to tell you one thing, Hashem love you. You don't know, the Eibishter order live. Hashem wait every moment you to come back to him. Hashem love you. When he bring me out, the heart of Hashem love me. After he saw me, I feel it. He bring out to me, I see this a serious guy, not this guy, he's not a player, he's not playing with me. When he bring me out, Hashem love me, I feel it. I can't go to do this bar, I go back to my apartment. And that's in our mitzvah girls, mitzvah I have strong, that give me a strong to stop. And that's a little by little I came back home. And that's the shot is, you bring out by the person, the nekude that Hashem loved. You have a vote for a mayor from Mishlana. Am is verbunden, or even fall man is stumpen. If you connect up, you don't fall down. And that is also in this union. And a person, you connect him eye, you connect him to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You connect him, you talk to him, things, Givaldik, you learn Torah, the same thing about Limud HaTorah. You know what Limud HaTorah? Sometimes you talk to a kid, you learn. Baruch Hashem, I have a class, I learn with him. If I see a kid don't want to learn, I don't tell him, sit and learn. I take him, call him inside, I open a Sefer HaTanya, I show him in Perek of Gimel, I show him in Perek in other program. But the Alter Rebbe write about Limud HaTorah, Tayrekeit, you know, you elder, they are sitting in Ölmessel Yoyim Alam Torah. It's not one for million from you Torah, but you sit in this class in Alam Torah. You learn Torah, you mamish, I have from all Ölmessel Yoyim. Because you take HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know Nafshik Sobis Yobis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I put myself in the Torah. You learn Torah, you take HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Biggest connection that you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a kid, no, it's not different. You know, a kid sometimes, the whole learning is only marks. It's good, very important to have marks, very important. Oh, but I want a kid, not every kid has the good marks, not every kid has the tough marks. When a kid, no, he's learning himself is the Atzlocha. Somebody else came to the Chibin Arov, yes, I will have Ruach of Atzlocha, he learned. I said, what? The learning itself is Atzlocha. He go to college, need Atzlocha to have a doctor, to be a doctor. He learned 10 years in college, sometimes go out with nothing. Torah, every day sit in class, every day sit in yeshiva, you learn another 5 minutes, that is the Atzlocha. You connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a kid know I'm connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, when I learn Torah, that's himself the biggest thing. Whenever a kid came home, not the best mark. Sometimes a kid have a 50. I said, you know, you have a way to say, if you have a 90, you 10%, you don't know. It's not different. Of a 50%, you know. I thought, what happens, Gilam? Give him a idol. Next time, going to be higher. Sometimes came to me a mother in the PTA, asked me, if my son has 70, what is my son? My son has 70, 80, what's my son? Like, that's the son. Says, I'm sorry, in numbers is only in Auschwitz. In Auschwitz people are number. Your son is not a number. Your son is a nice book. Ask me how he learned, how he taught, how he's doing. It's numbers. I don't give numbers. How is doing? I need to be better. I need to. How is doing? Not numbers. Not only sometimes you have a kid with a very good test and they make the 100 nothing. And you have a kid but you have a 70, 80 and he's really working out. It's not everything's numbers. The main thing is that Slochin learn and Ari learn. That's the main of Slochin. Ari daven. Ari is serious to the learning. That's the main thing. And that's when you wake up with this kid, the tired guy. Fnaid, you are Jew, you connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every Pasuk Chumash you sing, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Leimer, Hashem, you connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. No different art. Everything you connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's on the parents make from this issue. Now I want to say, tell you, the previous college, one of the biggest Talmidim from Baal Shem Tov, once says he can't send to a melamed, but don't learn Torah, previous Torah. Can't send. Why? He explained the previous college. When a melamed learned a kid's Torah, Chumash, Siddur, how you know the kid going to stay with his Torah forever? How you know? Sometimes. He's a professional, he knows how to give the kids the all the tools how to learn. Really, he's a professional person, but not to get in the school. If this melamed, the same thing, parent, himself learn primis atoire, is from the inside, he have a fire from the inside, and he give over the child, he learn him, he learn chumish, sidr, alabed, whatever. It's coming in, he gives me his pnimius, he learned our pnimius, and that's going to the pnimius from the child, the insight from the child. When you learn with your pnimius, you give out in the child, in pnimius from the child, and that's going to stay forever. But if you learn Torah only like outside, you are professional, not every time it stays. And that's an important thing. When you talk to a child, you need to do. Now I want, that's the Yisoides Mochino, but it's very, very important to talk about it. You have more things. You have another thing, another about Shabbos. Shabbos. You know, Shabbos, his son left home. He left Yiddishkeit, number one, until he became angry of the home, and he left Ogelos the Shtub, he left home. The mother write to the Rebbe all the time, Eska Fev, Eska Broche, Eska Adid, what to do. When the child left home, the mother feel very touched, very painful. Now, he's so angry, he don't want to be home. When the mother came to the Rebbe by Dallas, and the mother asked the Rebbe, "Was noch kan er tun? What else to do to bring my son back home? What else?" And the Rebbe answered him, "Ihr sollt bescheinen euer Shabbos-Zimmer. Make nice your Shabbos room." That's what the Rebbe answered. The mother came home back. What you do? She look. She need to make nicer the vilon, the nice to come in to see nice curtains, beautiful. She a person that they make nice curtains. Because a child home with children, you know, children. And she prepare. She think what to cook for Shabbos. The kids to be happy that this kid like this. And even Nash, but usually the mothers don't like to buy because of the dentist or the other problems. But for Shabbos, the kids to wait for Shabbos, they have some very special, no problem, a little bit. And the husband see how the woman, the wife, prepare for Shabbos so much. Is also doing something, also preparing something, nice things. In Bekitzer, Friday morning is already, and she buy everything new. New Kaylee, because we set one couple tell her from this set, a couple this from this set, you know, she make a new set, everything new, make a new Shabbos table. And Friday morning already, she made the table like nice as it can be, like Fahasine. Shabbos on market, Shabbos like Fahasine. And the kids see, wow, so interesting, Shabbos, it's make the kids to wait for Shabbos. It's made the kid to be more involved to see Shabbos. And it came automatically, you know. It came such a nice Shabbos table. The father sitting nice with the father. We bring this best food and this and this. Nobody go to sleep. Nobody go. You make chasene. You're not going to sleep. You mean your own chasene? You make chasna child. You don't have to sleep. Mimele. The father is talking. Every kid, everybody's talking at school. Everybody talking. Everybody. And that's make the kids so interesting. I'm so happy. From Shabbos to Shabbos, make a different food, different, better food, nicer food. The kids wait all week for Shabbos. Till the kids once find this brother outside in the street, says, you know what? You're missing. You know what happened Shabbos Baras Pala? Really beautiful. What? Say, Shabbos, crazy. Say, father, mother, screaming. No. It's mamash achasen. You don't believe? I need to scare to see it. He came home, see it. Such a nice room, nice table, everything really nice. The father and mother sitting, relaxed, everybody talking and everybody this. It's a long Shabbos table, so nice, so gewaldig. And these kids like it. And they came another Shabbos, till they came back home, they came back to Yiddishkeit, everything is back. And that's a shot, not only to bring the child home, to make the kids to be happy, Shabbos. And that's what I want to tell you, very, very important thing. The Rebbe Eska Shaila, very in his history Shaila. Why Klal Yisrael became so, and if Fung Chu became very little. The old times, in every generation, you have problems. You have people left Yiddishkeit, but not so much. In the Kufa before 400, 350 years, a lot of people left Yiddishkeit till 200 years. In a Kufa, a couple hundred, from the 200, in the 50 years, you like, Rahman and Tlan, like, Kimat, more from F and Klal Yisrael became out from Yiddishkeit. Rahman and Tlan, a lot of problems, like till 70%. What happened? What is the reason? The reason is they are scholar, the maskilim, you have reasons. That's not the reason. The reason is, it's very, very interesting. Indeed, because of the factories, because of the business the father left on, when you go to the factories, when they don't come back to Shabbos, on, you don't stay home. The old time, for 400 to 500 years, is the father's business is home. The mother of the father, the kids of the parents. And like this, tati, mommy, brother, sister, everyone is around the same thing. That's the biggest safe for the family. And this family staying. Even the old problem became because the father left home and became Mimele, what is the Eitze? The Rebbe, the Eitze is only Shabbos. Because Shabbos is on. Shabbos, Mimele is Shabbos because it's all week not on. When Shabbos became on, put your own koiches, your own chinuch, but you need to put in the whole week, put us in Shabbos. And really, you see it in yourself. The first meal, and it's very interesting, the Rebbe talking about the Shabbos meal, the first meal, but the whole family eat together is Friday night. When the Rebbe talk about Shabbos, the Rebbe talk, you also Shabbos day, but a couple of times the Rebbe talk, he talk special to the Suda for Friday night. Because Friday night, that's the first meal of Tati, Mami, brother, sister sit together. And that is very important, to be together, to talk together, to feel one the other. When a child sees this soup, this meal, you don't care about me, you think only about yourself, about something else, or you scream of him about something else, and that's breaking. Very interesting, the Rebbe says in Kabbalah, Verta, father, mother is Yudke, the brother and son in the elders is Vovke, and that is Yudke Vovke, Hashem Sholem. That's Hashem Sholem. And if not, and if you sit separate, everyone sit in his own world, that is like not no Shem. Once in Kinus HaMechanchim came a person, a psychologist from Los Angeles, and he telling us, he is working with the schools there in Los Angeles before kids fall down. He says, kids from Kita Zion Ches, he go down in every school, any kid you see something is shaking, he calls his kids, he talks to the parents, he see the kids not to fall down, before you fall down, to pick him up, not to be problems later. That is his job. All the schools say, I don't know, is he see the pain, no different, that's his job. And he bring him to the Kinus HaMechanchim in New York to talk. And he say like this, he talk with the parents, he see the problems on the kids. He says, 95% of the problems is because of Leil Shabbos. Because the kids don't see the father all week, even you see him, it's not. When it's the first meal that he sit with the father, and the father sometimes, he bring a guest. They say to the kid, hey, give a nice, say a nice Dvar Torah, say a song. The kid is not in the mood to say it. I don't want. He screams, scream of him. When he feel anger of the father, you know what the end? The end is like this. He say like this, very nice. The father is very tired for the whole week. Father. He's the number one going to sleep. The mother woke the whole day to prepare the Shabbos. See the second one going to sleep. The kids never tired. No, and if a kid is have anger, what you do? Go out, go to the street. And if in the street you find another one with the anger of his father and mother, he became like a friends. Mimele, you're going around, you don't know what these people are doing together. He came back to 2 o'clock night, he came back home. Tomorrow morning he don't want to go to school, he's very tired. He's not asleep, you don't know if the kid's not home. That's not the day we took. See it like this. He bring this psychologist. The Munkacher, Bechlal, the Munkacher Rebbe, is not. He bring a word in the Divrei Torah, the Minchas Elozo, bring. A Rava Magid, Zritcha Magid saying, as a father and mother need to sleep Friday afternoon. Some nap. To have a small nap. You know, in New York, you know, it's no problem because you go, if you walk in the city, you go back with the train, you have a good nap. In the train, you have a good nap. Automatically, if you can't, if you don't want, if you take a safer, you need a safer. You have your nap. But the woman has a little more harder to have a nap. Why? Usually people think, because Chassidim Mechlan go to a Rebbe's Tish, if you don't have a nap, nobody going to come to the Tish. Go to a nap, to go to the Tish. Oh, well, no, the Munkacher right of this, the Rabbi Chasolozo, I don't understand why such a Indian need to be written in Aseres Hadibros. That need to be in Aseres Hadibros. It's so important to sleep Friday afternoon for the father, because that is Kabbatah Sumiro Vesimecho, to keep the respect father and mother, it's Aseres Hadibros. Zoches Yom HaShabbos Likach, Yom HaShabbos. And that's the chinuch of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to be correct, good. And that's all the Yisoides. I want to tell you, I have a student, Mark Mani of the Kalam Mami. This kid is very, very, every day he put himself on the floor 5 times a day. Like crazy. Ever such a chmanas of this kid. He clueless of this friend. Very. One day, he really want to know the Gemara. A test of Gemara. I really want to know the Gemara. Tell me. Learn with your father. Your father Talmud Chacham. Why don't learn with your father? So what? My father hate me. He said, your father hate you? Why? How do you know? Can be. I know your father. Fine, nice, very nice person. He don't talk to me. I hear something. I can't fight with him. Don't talk to me. I pick up a phone, I call his father. I say to the father, I see something, because the anogia, how the kid's behaving is very, very not healthy. And I don't know what to do with him, with his kid. So that's not my mom, or I see something, I don't talk to him, maybe to help this child, I need to do something. And I call his father, and I tell him, your son tell me, you hate him. Mi cholile, you don't talk to him. I don't talk to him, I'm sure I talk to him. I said, wait. Friday night, but it's Sunday, you talk to your son? I ask him. You think? Tell me, you're right. Because I have a big house with a lot of children, Baruch Hashem, a lot of children. I have Bochen, came from 770, the old news, 770 news. He came home, exciting, this. I have large team children learn in the elementary. Everyone have a paper. Shabbos. I need to fill up. I need to ask the Shilas. He's Mesifta, you know, Mesifta is in middle, like, you don't have paper for Shabbos to Shilas for Parsha Shavua. I don't have these things. When he not, don't, he came for 7 cm with all big news. He's in between. He's really the father, don't talk to him. You see, you don't think what you do. You don't, no kavone. Or because you don't talk to him, you build a whole building, you hate him. And I want to tell you, I say to his father, make your own cheshbon to save it. The father make a chavrusa with him, he came from the work him earlier, he make a chavrusa with him something, three times a week. And this child became a normal child. Baruch Hashem, today's a younger man with children, a normal, fine younger man. If you don't catch it in the right time. Achmon and Slam are going to be. And that's Pshat. Friday night, you don't know what Friday night is. You don't know what Friday night. I want to tell you, sometimes I talk to Melamdin, say, you have something, I say to Melamdin, in your class sometimes, you have to save, sometimes you need to save a child. To save a child is not only to go outside to find a child. A kid, something ask a shayle. Something ask a narish shayle. A narish shayle, it's not a stupid child. The kid don't understand what, when you're not misyak is too nice, you kill the child. Send a shayle, the Rambam, you're not misyak. Sometimes you have a kid, what is calling him anudnik, anuj. And sometimes you have a kid what you like. The kid what you like, the same child. When him, you smile on, very nice. When other kids bring the same child. I say stupid child. The same thing also in your own home. You have sometimes your kid. Not every kid is the same. Sometimes you have a kid. More a kid, a father, mother, everyone like all loved the old children. But the mice, you have a kid that is gishmaker, a gishmaker kid, more batam, he may give you nachas. You have a kid make you. You have a story, very interesting story. A family in Kronach need to go to the Rebbe of Yechidas, a simcha, a chasna from the family. When they, you know, in such a situation, you take all the family to the Rebbe. That's the minig badir, yichidus. On this family, they have one son, but he really don't want to take him to yichidus because he's going to make him mizyoinus. He's not, you know, mishkin gishmaka, but he's not so. Maybe even by in front from the Rebbe, sometimes can ask, the family is scary, even in front from the Rebbe, going to do shtusim. Bekitzer, aber he can't do such a thing. He can't not to take a kid to the Yechidus, the whole family is going, he takes this child also. The kids already left 12 years old, and the Rebbe gave a book, a Chosn Kalev, and the Rebbe points to this child, to the whole family, only to this child. Can the Rebbe ask you? I want to ask you something, that to ask you something? He said, yes. And the Rebbe asked him Shaila, very, very posh to Shaila. The Rebbe not sure he's going to answer the Shaila. Well, not a posh to Shaila. The Rebbe, and the child answered. And the Rebbe gives such a smile. And the Rebbe says it. The Rebbe opened the drawer, take it a silver dollar, and give the child. He says, "To see for the nachas ruach that you give me. To see for nachas ruach, such a happiness. Give you the dollar, silver dollar, a coin." And then the parents going after the yechidah says, "That's the only yechidahs. The only yechidahs only the Rebbe gives a way out to deal with such a child." Look at the child, is there to go out, different person. And this person became a different person because you know how to talk to him. He talked to him the nicest way. That's the way to deal. That's what I want to tell you. You have a famous word in the Tzemach Tzedek, Trach good with sein good. Think good, going to be good. Usually people use it when you don't have money to pay the mortgage, you don't have money to pay tuition, you don't have money to pay other. I was a time I'm going to be, I don't know. Said, I'm good. Of healthy problems. No. I said a very important thing. Your own children, try good with I'm good. If you take good of your child, going to be good. I want to tell you, I have experience in this world, but I tell you, try good with I'm good. Very, very important. Somebody tell me of some family. His child already out from the yeshiva, threw him out from all the yeshivas. He's already off the street 7 months. You know, if you go to the street 7 months, you're going to meet you all electronic things. The kids. Somebody tell me, call the mother, it's very big town. Achmonas, talk to him. Talk to the mother, give Chizuk something. I call the mother. When she tell me, Rabbi Tvenos can't know what to be with him, but ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. What's going to be another, you know? Tell you. Your child is an emissary, a good boy. He's a nice boy, throw him out of yeshiva because, you know, he's ADHD, vechulu, vechulu, he has a kind of power. He's not, he fights with kids. If a Jew not learning yeshiva, so you see it, he's not a Jew. He's a nice Jew. Think good of him, don't guilt. He has a shield once a week, once a day he has a shield, father pays some money for something. He has something. Think good about him. If you think good, try good words and good. You soon know exactly what you think about him. If you think about him as this next year going to be like this, and Naftali is going to be fired completely, he knows exactly what you think. And he's going to do exactly what you think. If you think good about him, he's going to come back. Not stump, very good. Like exactly what you think. And I want to tell you, the mother told me, you saved me. When I make sure somebody learned with him, give him like I say before, you saw this in Yiddishkeit, you saw this, that's missing this boy. Somebody learned with him 15 minutes a week. You saw this in Yiddishkeit. Every Friday, we keep so happy to learn these things. When he came on Shabbos, he sat in the Shabbos table, so happy. And that's the kid in a six weeks later, he says, I want to go to a yeshiva. You know, yeshiva to this kind of boys, even to these yeshivas, he don't want to go. He got a yeshiva to this kind of boys, and in 2 months later, he got a normal yeshiva back, and became a fine, nice man, a fine, nice family. Because you think good about a child, everything is different. Everything, that's one important thing to think good. Sometimes, I know, happened in ballpark, I'm a sifter, the teacher close to my uncle, Stefki Rebbe came, and he's telling him the story, very interesting, that's very important. Akita Rebbe from Kita Ches, finishing school, finishing elementary, and go back, go to the Mesifta, to the Yeshiva, and the teacher from the Kita Ches give over to the teacher from the 8th and 9th grade, what kind of kids you have, and two kids have the same name, family same, but they are you. Somebody is with a comet, one is with a, the same spelling name, of a different are you say it. One is the top from the class, one is the lowest from the class. Says the top is learning here, like Shmaki learning, somebody, it's even no kid I to work with, it's nothing. That's what the teacher telling him. After summer, after camp, kids came back to school. When he make a mistake, he changed his names. Same name. He look at the Shvacha Bocha, he think that's the best. The other one, no? He think that's the best. You see the first year, the first, don't listening. Think maybe, if he don't listening, my own job is not second. The best child is not behaving in my class, is not this. What's going to be in my class? Can't be like this. After the shiur, calling him, telling him, maybe you're tired from the summer. Oh, you understand, Gemara? The kids already understand. They can explain him. Because they don't want to lose his best child. And because the kids feel so good, talk to him so nice, tomorrow he's trying himself a little more. When you see him next week, tomorrow is not also so high. He called him again and again and again. In a couple of weeks, he became top in the class. And the other one is also as a mature better. Staying also top. He became the top in the class. Because he had a mistake, he thinks this child is good. He think it's the best for the child, best for the class. He became the best for the class. That's the world that's working. If you think you track good, then I'm good. Sometimes you have problems, hiding problems. You yourself don't know about the problems. And also in this time, you need to work hard to find out the problems. The most, once a child, mamish, a tzaddik, he learned, he daven, he behaving, in everything. One day, he stopped everything. He stopped to learn, stopped to daven, normal daven, he fight with kids. When the parents, every time, every the menal send out a note, I don't know what happened to your child. And the kids say, have phone calls and all the play. The kids are the source. You don't know what happened. What happened with the child? What happened? What happened? And the people, the parents ask the child, what happened? Out is good. Everything is fine. Out is fine. I can't get to say bad himself. No, everything is fine. I don't know what you want from me. You see something deeper. A good boy to change so fast. He go over to very big mechanic. He say over his old problem, what you do? Say to the father like this, I going to give you a hit. But if you do it, I hope so, you're going to find out the problem. If you don't do it, don't come to me. What is the hit? Take a day out from your job. One day take down. Take this child to a very good trip. Take him. Go away from like a couple of 2 hours, especially nature park, other good things. Take to yourself the best food what the kids like, you like. When you sit in the park, very good, fresh air. You see, to talk to him, have a good night, give him a good time. In this time, he's sitting in the park. Talk to him what you are when you child years. You partner what you have when you are a child, with your friends, with your teachers, with all the power that you have, what you really don't want to say to your child, you never say it about it. You don't talk about it. Everyone has speckle. It says me to say to my child. I tell you, if you don't want, don't do it. Don't come to me, you have a power with your child. Okay? The father takes down one day from down at work, and he takes the child, and really give him a good time. And when he came to the park, and he sit together, and ate together, and talk together, and the father telling him his own problems, he had problems with friends, and they problem with this and this. He's telling him all problems he has, and he's a child. They have a problem with a teacher, to him up from class one day, and they say, no, you know, but parents don't want to say the children don't want to be, parents is tough. They don't want to be like, after they say this, the kid came to cry and he said, the kids feel the father is really close to me. If the father is so strong to tell me his own problems, I feel I know I'm in the same. And he take out his heart to his father, telling him, no, my problem is a very, very broken. Because of this, I stop everything, stop learning, stop everything. Because my friend tell me, because he's a shorty. You're going to stay shorty the whole life. And that's break me. And because of this, he stop everything. The father telling him, you know, if you have a problem with your shorty, yeah, you have go to a specialist, special place, but your friend, you know what's going to be, what your friend. Okay, he's ready. You take him to a special desk, the doctor says it's nothing, don't worry, you're only 12 and a half. So yeah, people take another, you're going to be, don't worry, everything is fine. And the kid changed everything back to normal, back to learning, back to darling. Sometimes in parents don't know. Sometimes you need to go out yourself to save the child, to feel the, to give the kid such a closeness, even to talk about yourself, your own schwachheit. And you have smaller problems. Like once my Tanish, she gave a Tanish in Flatbush. Is one from the Talmidim from the Tanish, her parents, son, I want to meet me after the shir. Father and mother want to meet me the shoulder and after the ship, telling you, these parents have a child, the older child is a brilliant, is extra, a very good child, and the third child is also very good, but the middle one is not like, also a good head, but it's not like the same thing. When you don't know, the kid don't like to learn, he don't like this, you feel like the black sheet in the that's what you feel. But you don't know, the parents don't know what to do. It's the yeshiva, you don't use all the time in yeshiva, don't learn. And really the parents try to be to him nice in this. I ask the parents, what yeshiva? Tell them the yeshiva. What is the name for this staff? Give me a staff name. This. They give him a name for Namesh, somebody give you. You ask him, Shalus, answer you. Telling him like this. I know this Meshim I know is very, I love him in yeshiva, and he's older for me, but I know him very good. I'm telling him, give this Meshim, like take him for an hour a week, $100 a week to learn with your child, not to learn with him. Four times, make the hour for 40 minutes. Four times a week, go over to your son, for 10 minutes to talk to me learning. Ah, you learn these toys, how you learn these toys? It's the first time in the term. Oh, very good. That's it. In every week, four times a week, pay money to be mechuyev to do it. You're going to see what is going to work of your child. You need only 2 months. Really, take this person, you're paying him every like hour. But the hour became divided four times a week for 10 minutes apart, and really the kid changed, completely changed. I know the child, I know him. became very, very nice and serious. Because sometimes you need to pick up somebody. Not every time you need to break your head. You have a hatred of everything. Or from the school, a good word. A good word. You know what is a good word? I remember myself, once I got to my class, whenever a class across from me, another, I see a child go out. Not my student, never learned by me. Only his brothers learned by me. I call him, are you happy? How it's going? 5 minutes I talk to him. In the night, his father called me. I told him, you don't know what you do to my child. You don't know what you do to my child. I don't know what you do. I don't do nothing. But I talk to him. I talk to him. I ask him something. What you do, how you feel, are you accomplishing yeshiva? Something. The same thing, parents. You know, sometimes you call a kid's calling to you. Father, mother, something. You meet on a business phone. Tell you, call me back in half an hour. Call me back. That normal thing, call me back. Call me back in half an hour. You know what a kid child? If I'm not such important by you, I don't call you back. When I know a story, what happened, sometimes call up a bocher left 40 years to Israel, send a boy to Israel, learning a yeshiva, and that good boy, find a bocher, and the boy, after a couple months, the mashgiach called up his father, he find bet chaverim, he got these streets not in the best places, it's part of your song. I don't know what you do, think what to do. And the father sent his child to stop and tell one of the mashpim there. When he said to the mashpia, the bocha said, my father, very nice guy, was very busy. When I call my father, the phone says, call me in another hour, and I call me in another hour. He's busy, the nice person was very busy. The mashgiach said, the mashpia said to the father, you know what? Because you're busy, find different chaver. Chaverim, bet chaverim. If you want to save your child, came in out to Israel for a week. Be close to your son. And everything going to change. And little that you do it. The son see really, he care about him. He take him, he talk to him, he protect him, really, he really care about him. Sometimes you need to show up. Are you not? Not every, the ganze world is busy only because of your child. Not your child need to be, call me later, I call you later, sometimes the father doesn't, I call you later, never call him later because, you know, time is no time. I want to finish up with a story with the Rebbe. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, you have the airport, the old airport. Elal, you have a chevrat nesia Elal. You know Elal? Everyone know about Elal. Elal is never in time. In the old time. Today is more in time. But the old time is, you say 12 is 3 o'clock and 3 is 6 o'clock, you know? Oh, but you need to be in time. Sometimes it's in time also. The kids once a flight need to go from Elal to Israel. From Israel to the United States. And the flight pushed away for another 3 hours. The people don't know what to do, you go around. No, Beit Chabad, people come to the Beit Chabad. Beit Chabad, you have coffee, cake, cookies, you have other things, you know? It came a whole group of people in Beit Chabad. One of the people that need to go to this, you know, old person, 90 years old. They sit down. The people ask him, what you want? 90 old, very old person, what you want? He says, I want a coffee like Avdole. Fill me up like Avdole. You know, some person here, if they want like you, why not? He sit in this place, make a coffee. Like Avdola till the end, the top, and he put his down. Bring next to him. This guy says, before I drink my coffee, I want to tell you a story. And after this, I go to drink my coffee. I'm the rabbi in New York, the best side. Is Rabbi Epstein, that's his name. On in came the East Side people left to other areas, and it became the shuls, big shuls became smaller and smaller and smaller. And the president for the shuls sell the shul Rahman Islam for my shul, because my shul have a mikveh, and the president can't no way to sell it. Became like 300 mispalalim, became only 10 mispalalim. Over, usually such a situation, you sell it already. Or because you have a mikveh, it's working, and the mikveh idine, what is working, the mikveh, she's connected to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe push you about the work and this, to. One day, between Mincha and Maariv, the mikveh idine came to make a shul inside the manor shul, and I'm there. Middle, and says, Rabbi, you have a lack of the mikveh. I understand right away, because you want to sell the shul. Number one, you want to close the mikveh. Maybe it's easier to sell the shul because it's a mikveh that's working. And I go out to my car, I take something with cuts the lock, and I cut the lock, I break the lock, and Baruch Hashem, the mikveh is open, Baruch Hashem, good couple years, the shul and the mikveh is working. This woman came to the Rebbe, and they say to the Rebbe this story, what happened with Rabbi Epstein, this with him. And the Rebbe saying like this, Gewunschen soll sein die Hand, wo zum gebrochenem Schloss. To be this end, but break this lack to be blessed. Now I want to tell to drink my coffee. See, I'm already 90 years old. I take my coffee. I take like this. You see, usually a person 90 years old is shaking like this. I'm not shaking because that's the end. What blessed in the Baruch Hashem Rebbe. Baruch Hashem, everyone sit here. Baruch Hashem, connect to the Rebbe. Not with the hand, with the head, with the pocket, gewunsch in the hand, gewunsch in the cap, gewunsch in the pockets, to be about in healthy, unhappy, and a lot of naches, and all the children, you connect to the Rebbe, and Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe take care of everyone, to be a lot of naches, be kashmish and be witness.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Kursky. Do you have any questions?
From A to Z, that's very important enough. But we need to say a point, very important. Today you have a lot of sforim in the Rebbe's Torah, that's very short, like Shulchan Shabbat of Hebrew and in English, very short verter. It's very important to talk to the kids only like a story, very nice things to make the kids more inside. If you say a long kasha, another kasha, that's make...
The Kinder's Vater,
you know, it's also
usually
the kids don't have long daughters. Usually. No. Only the kid brings his own daughter. If he says own daughter, that is a different story. Need to listen to him. If the other kids don't listen, it's okay. But you, the parent, need to listen. Really, once I have a child, very problem with a child that need really somebody help him. He can be in class himself. Very palmic child, but he need the city pay somebody to sit with him. Very schwachata child, very palmic child. And I give him a dvar teure every week. He gets to feel good to say something in the Shabbos table. And he write it, and he go over for himself. And really, he worked very, very hard for his dvar teure. A short dvar teure, but even a short dvar teure is harder for the other kids to say a long dvar teure. When he came home, he came in Shiva Berg, said to him, are your parents like you, Dvar Torah? He says, when I say, beginning say my Dvar Torah, my father, sleep. He said to the father, he's very upset. If I say, I prepare so hard for my Dvar Torah, my father sleep, going to sleep, but I say my Dvar Torah. I understand this father, he worked very hard, I mean, no. I met his father and I'm telling him, you know, I work hard for you, son of Dvar Torah, we saw the soil, please say Dvar Torah. He says, well, then, stop. Stade by Tade, Dvar Torah, he's listening, he makes him so special, ah, such a nice Dvar Torah. Something that's also very important, the parents need to listen.
But if you have lots of kids, and one has a long one, and the other one's, what
okay.
Do you do?
Is the other kids not to listen, it's okay. The other kid not to listen, okay, but parents need to show every word that you say for us is diamonds.
Don't make all the kids listen.
No, don't make all the kids listen. Yeah. No, no, because you can make crazy the other kids.
Okay.